Good evening to everybody. We often find ourselves in situations contemporarily where we look to patronize, support a particular business, and it turns out there's both a Jewish and non-Jewish proprietor. There is a Jewish or non-Jewish service provider, and often one wonders questions, is there indeed a requirement, a chiyuv, a mitzvah, a commandment to support and patronize a local Jewish business or a national Jewish business as opposed to supporting patronizing a non-Jewish business. What is the issue? Is there an issue? Is there a requirement? Is there not a requirement? How does one go about deciding whether or not one should indeed look to purchase and buy Jewish? There are a variety of different ways that this question can theoretically apply. Imagine there's a Jewish and non-Jewish barber in the city. Should you make an effort to only support the Jewish barber? You're looking to hire a contractor to do some work on your home, in your kitchen. Should you make an effort to hire a Jewish contractor as opposed to a non-Jewish contractor? The supermarket, the Jewish-owned supermarket, and there's a national chain store. And you could shop and take care of the variety of different needs that you have and one over the other. Is the requirement to buy Jewish as opposed to going to the local non-Jewish supermarket or non-Jewish chain? And a boss is looking to hire a candidate and a number of resumes come through. Is the requirement to hire the Jewish candidate as opposed to the non-Jewish candidate? The story begins really in Parshas Bahar. The pasuk from the beginning of the parsha teaches in Perchafei pasuk Yedalet, "V'chisimkru mimkor la'amisecha, okana miyad amisecha." If an individual is looking to sell a particular item or purchase a particular item, so the Torah tells us, "Al tonu ish es achit." One should not grieve his fellow, meaning you shouldn't cheat another individual in business. There has to be fair business trade, fair business practice, and this is what's known in Chazal, Rashi quoted, as well as the Gemara Bava Metzia, as ona'as mamon. You're not able to cheat your fellow in business. However, Rashi also notes that besides for the simple explanation of the pasuk, there's also a secondary meaning, drasha acheres. There's a second understanding and a way to learn this pasuk. It's based upon the Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim that Rashi quotes, Minayin pshata mocher, mocher li Yisrael. So where do you know when you're selling an item, you should sell to your friend the Jew? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, v'chisimkru mimchor la'amisecha mechor. If you read the text, if you read the pasuk carefully, it says, v'chisimkru mimchor la'amisecha. When you're looking to sell something, sell it to your fellow. U'minayin shimbasa liknos. If you're looking to purchase something, k'nei mi'Yisrael, chavercha. You should purchase it from your friend, the fellow Jew. The pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, Okana, when you're looking to purchase something, Kenei Miyad Amisecha, buy it from your fellow. So from here, Rashi, quoting the Torah's Kohanim, understands very clearly that there's a drasha that seems to indicate that when you're looking to sell something, Kenei Miyad Amisecha, when you're looking to buy something, Kenei Miyad Amisecha, when you're looking to sell something, Mimchor L'Amisecha, sell it to your fellow. Indeed, this drasha of the Torah's Kohanim is quoted by the Sefer Chinuch, Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Torah quotes it. However, the majority of Rishonim, the classic codes of Jewish law, including the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, and the classic Psakim of the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, the Beis Yosef, do not quote this citation of the Sifra, which would indicate that it's not a halacha psuka, that in fact, although the Medrash quotes that this is the understanding of the Pasuk, and nonetheless, it's not brought to halacha. And indeed, that was the case. It was a closed book. And if you look in the variety of early Rishonim, late Rishonim, early Achronim, you don't see any citation of this lahalacha, that there's a requirement, even in Eitz HaTovah, even a suggestion that one is required or preferable to purchase from a fellow Jew. However, in the year 1550, that changed. In a magnum opus and in a landmark tshuva, the Ramah paskined on the following case, and that was had to do with the Maram of Padua, Rav Meir Katzenellenbogen, who published a particular Rambam, and he spent years, significant money, finances, efforts, and time to publishing a scholarly edition, an annotated edition of the Rambam Sefer Yad HaChazaka. And ultimately, indeed, it was published and it was sold. However, soon after it was published and for sale, a competing Italian publisher, a non-Jew, decided that he as well would publish an annotated and newly furbished Rambam, without the commentary of the Maran of Padua, and nonetheless, he had a trick, and he decided to sell the Rambam for a little bit less. And indeed, the people, probably so, the Jews of Italy, started purchasing the cheaper volume of the Rambam, not published by the Maran of Padua, but rather published by this Italian non-Jew. Then, when this took place, the Maran of Padua turned to then a very young Rama of Moshe Islitz, the Rav of Krakow, who was 20 years old, who paskin on the Shaila and ultimately published the Tshuva found in the Tshuva Rama Simen Yud, where the Rama paskins that it's absolutely usur for any Jew to buy or to sell the second edition published by the non-Jewish Italian publishing company. First, the edition that the Maran of Padua published and annotated would have to be sold out first. And the Rama lists four different reasons as to why that's the case. But what's critical to our discussion is what he refers to as Yesod HaShlishi, the third reason. And the third reason that the Rama lists as to why one is required to purchase the set of Rambam from the Maran of Padua as opposed to from the non-Jewish Italian publishing house is because of this Rashi quoting the Toras Kohanim, the fact that one is required first to purchase from a Jew as opposed to a non-Jew. And the Rama lists two proofs to his position, and the first and most explicit would seem to be a Gemara that also would indicate that one is required to buy Jewish. The Gemara says in Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Eze Oneshech, and Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, if a Jew has a particular amount of money that he is able to lend, and there are two potential people that he can lend to, one Jew and one a non-Jew. The Jew, it's usur to lend on ribis. You can't take any interest from a Jew, but from the non-Jew, you certainly can. So imagine you have $100 that you potentially lend out, and you can, a 5% interest, you can lend to the non-Jew and make a little profit. But on the other hand, if you lend to the Jew, although it's a mitzvah, you're not going to make any money because it's prohibited to lend with interest. The halacha is, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Lihuna, Lo Nitzricha, Dafilu Lenachri Beribis, Ul Yisrael Bechinam, Ami Kodem. If you could lend to a non-Jew and charge interest and make profit, and if you could lend to a Jew and not make any profit, then you have to give it to him for free. The halacha is that you give it to the Jew for free. And from here, the Rama suggests that you see that a Jew comes before and trumps giving it to a Nachri, even if you're going to make money. However, the Rama himself notes that this is not a full proof, because the fact that this case only proves that you're not profiting. And when you're not profiting in that particular circumstance, then you have to give it to the Jew over the non-Jew. However, this case in the Gemara doesn't speak to whether or not you should purchase from a Jew over a non-Jew if you're going to lose money. So the Rama himself indicates that this might not be the best proof. Nonetheless, the Rama quotes the second proof of Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The pasuk tells us, Lo soch lo kol nevela, a Jew is prohibited from eating any carcass, a dead animal that was not shechted properly. And there are two options. Either liyer asher bisharecha tenenav, you could give it to a ger toshav, a non-Jew has accepted the sheva mitzvos b'nei noach, and he'll eat it, or you could give it to the non-Jew. The machlokis and the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Afchaf Amnalef is whether or not, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not the order that the pasuk lifts it in, that first you should give it to the ger toshav, and then after that, chronologically, you should sell it to the Nachri, is that dafka or is that lab dafka? Is that explicitly in that order or is it not explicitly in that order? The conclusion of the Gemara is, according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, regardless whether or not there is another point that is learned from this Gemara, according to the Rama, both opinions agree that first you should give it to the ger tosha for free, that the non-Jew has accepted Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach before giving it to a non-Jew and selling it to a non-Jew. And from here, the Rama sees that if you have a carcass and it's going to go to waste, so either you could give it for free to a non-Jew or you could sell it to a non-Jew. First you sell it and first you give it away to the non-Jew, the Ger Tosha, prior to selling it and making profit. And from here, the Rama sees that even if you're going to lose, better to give something to a Jew and to purchase something from a Jew, even though you're going to lose money, as opposed to giving it to a non-Jew. So that's what the Rama says. Question is, where in the Rama, and do you see from the Rama, as to how much one indeed has to lose if you're purchasing Jewish? Very often, and more often than not, sometimes Jewish-owned products are more expensive. The fact is that there's less of a distribution, there's a smaller amount of people that you're selling to, and at times it turns out that it's more expensive to buy from the Jew. But is there an algorithm, and is there an exact amount that one has to lose or that one has to pay to buy Jewish prior to purchasing something from a non-Jew? The indication of the Ramah in a number of places in the Tshuva Saramah, Siman Yod, and the Yisod HaShlishi, is that even if there's a significant difference in price, one is still required to buy Jewish. So if you have to purchase a particular brand, and there's a Jewish supermarket, and then there's a national chain store. If you have to go to the tailor, and there's a Jewish tailor, and there's a not Jewish tailor, the difference in price is significant. From the Ramah, the indication is that one is still required to buy Jewish, even though there's a large price difference. Now, although the Ramah does say that, many later Achronim argue on the Ramah. They don't argue on the fact that the Medrash says they should buy Jewish, but they do argue on the fact that one is not required to pay a large difference in order to buy Jewish. This position is quoted by the Tofos Reim, Rabbi Taubitz, in his Tshuvas, also by the Sefer Shara Mishpat and Choshe Mishpat, Siman Tzadik Zayin, Sif Aleph, as well as by the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Avos Chesed, both in Perek Hei as well as in Perek Chaf Aleph, quotes the Tshuva of the Ramah and says that one is required to buy Jewish only if there's a small difference in price. Sheharevach umuat, when there's a small difference in price. That's what the Ramah says. When there's nafka mina mizek tzas bedamik, there's a small difference in price. That's how the Chafetz Chaim learns the Tshuva of the Ramah. As opposed to the Shut Tofas Reim and the Shahar Mishpat and Moshe Schermbach and his Tshuvas Anagos, who argue on the Ramah from a variety of different sources that seem to prove that one doesn't have to pay a large difference in order to buy Jewish, the Ramah indeed quotes the Ramah and says, we do follow the opinion of the Ramah, however, we only follow the opinion of the Ramah in and as much as there's a small price difference. Now again, the Ramah doesn't tell us how big or how small, and the Chafetz Chaim himself also doesn't tell us how much more one has to pay to buy Jewish. Nonetheless, if one is in a situation where there's a small price difference and it doesn't hurt to buy Jewish and it's not going to cause or pinch a big hole in your pocket, in that situation, one should, if he can, buy Jewish. If there's a difficulty, if there's a challenge, if it's going to cause a financial loss and it's going to add up and you're going to be upset and annoyed that you have to do that, then it doesn't seem that one is required, but if there is a small price difference, then it doesn't bother you. 10 cents, 15 cents, a quarter, or $10, depending on who you are and what you are, certainly it is a good thing to do. It's a nice thing to do. You're mekayim the medrash that Rashi quotes, but if it's difficult, if it's a challenge, one does not have to do so. Besides for this case that took place between the Maram of Padua and the non-Jewish Italian emperor that the publisher, that the Ramah passed on in the 1550, there was a second time when this case also caused a particular cause celebre, and that was in the early 1900s when Jews began settling in the land of Eretz Yisrael. There was a situation that occurred when a group of Jews stopped non-Jewish workers from working the fields because they felt that indeed what should take place is that one should hire a Jewish worker. And should hire Jewish workers, and many Jews physically stopped the Arab workers who were hired to work the field, and instead said that they would not leave until Jewish workers were hired. Now, this came to the attention of the Gedolim in Europe, and indeed, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damam, paskened that it's usher to stop the Arab workers from taking the field. And he had a whole different reason, and he explained that the only time that there's a chiyuv to support a Jew over a non-Jew is as the pasuk says, miyad amisecha, when it's your fellow. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman understood what that meant is based upon the Gemara in a variety of different places. Am she'itcha b'toro mitzos, a Jew who is also following halacha, following Torah mitzos. But if the non-Jew, but if the Jews who are coming to work and those are the ones you want to hire are not am she'itcha b'toro mitzos, are not Jews who are practicing halacha and practicing Torah mitzos, there's no chiv at all to make a job and to create a job for a Jewish worker over a non-Jewish worker, especially if the difference in price is significant, and Rav Elchanan Wasserman paskened, even if the difference in price was minimal, if it was a dollar or 50 cents cheaper for the non-Jewish labor, Rav Elchanan paskened that if it's a Jew who's not am she'itcha b'tar mitzvos, is not supporting a Torah lifestyle, is not doing Torah mitzvos, one is not required to put that person into the position. This psak of Rav Elchanan Wasserman created quite an outpouring from a variety of other Gedolim. And Rab Chaim Ozer Gudinsky, the Gadol Hador in Europe, printed two letters, and they are found in his Kobitz Igros Achiezer in Chelak Aleph, where he said, didn't necessarily argue on the opinion of Rabbi Chana Wasserman, but he made it very clear that this was an issue that the Gedoli Eretz Yisrael should paskin on. And he wrote this to Rabbi Reuven Katz, who was then the Av Beis Din of Petach Tikva, and he told Rabbi Reuven Katz that really this belongs in your territory, and the Gedolim and the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't belong in Europe, and this is not something that I'm paskining on, it's not something that Rabbi Chana should have paskined on, and this is something that the Gedoli Eretz Yisrael should paskin on. And indeed, one of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish, paskened on this Shaila, and his psak is found in the Per Hador, Chelek Beis, Amud Ayin Vav, and the Chazon Ish paskened that just like when it comes to being mefarnes and ani in a city, and we're not mechalek whether the Jew in the city is practicing Torah and mitzvot, there's still a halacha that you have to support, the Beis Din have to support that family, and certainly the children of a family who are not necessarily supportive of a Torah lifestyle and are not keeping the basic standards of Torah and mitzvot, including the fact that they're mechal le'shabbat, still, Chazmish says that we paskin that Beis Din is still required to support those Jews. Says the Chazmish, mikan she'achir lidog lepanasos kol nefesh miYisrael, and that comes from dinei tzedaka. And certainly, if you have to be careful when it comes to tzedaka for a Jew who doesn't necessarily keep Shabbos, the same thing is true when it comes to a job, there would be a very similar requirement. So this is a caveat in terms of whether or not there is a chiyuv to buy Jewish, whether or not the person that you're purchasing from is a Torah observant Jew or is not a Torah observant Jew, according to the Chazon Ish, that would be significant, according to the Rabbi Chana Wasserman, that would also be significant. It just depends that they're on different sides of the coin. According to Rabbi Chana, there's no chiyuv to buy Jewish if the individual is not a Torah observant Jew, while according to the Chazon Ish, there still would be a mitzvah to purchase from such a person. Later tshuvas are also written on this topic, and there's a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss and Chela Gimel Siman Kav Chofes, and there are two tshuvas from Moshe Sturmbach and his sefer tshuvas Vanagos in Chelak Aleph and Chelak Beis, Chelak Aleph Siman Tav Hey, and then Chelak Beis Siman Tav Shin Chav Dalet, and each of them raise three potential reasons why one doesn't necessarily have to go out of one's way to buy Jewish. First thing that they both note is, as the Tosfos Rav pointed out, as the Chafetz Chaim pointed out, as the Shaar Mishpah pointed out, that the Psak of the Ramah is only in accordance when one is not finding a significant difference in price. So if there's a significant difference in price, one is not required to buy Jewish. That's the first potential heter why one is not required to buy Jewish. The second potential heter, and this Moshe Sturmbach raises, is that if you're supporting a Jew to help him get rich, you don't have to go out of your way to purchase something from a Jew when the cost is higher. If the only thing that's helping him is to get richer, to buy an extra car, to buy an extra two homes, that's not my requirement to spend more money in order to make the Jew, the Balabais, who's owning the supermarket or who owns the particular store or shop or eBay site, whatever it is, to make more money. That's not my responsibility. So if indeed that's the case, then I do not have to buy Jewish. Another heter that Moshe Sturmbach raises, it depends if you're the type of person who's particular about looking for a better deal. When it comes to purchasing a big product, talking about a washing machine, a fridge, when it makes a difference in the price and the cost is significant and you'll travel from place to place to look for the best deal, then in that case, says Moshe Sturmbach, when you're buying something big, so look to purchase from the Jew and go out of your way to buy Jewish, because the same way you're going to look to get a better deal when it comes to a big appliance, so too you should take a look and make sure if the price difference is not that significant to buy Jewish. But if it's a local small item, it's a loaf of bread or something in the local hardware store where you're not going to start running around to save 50 cents, a dollar, $5, even $10, in that circumstance, one doesn't have to go out of one's way to buy Jewish, because ordinarily one doesn't distinguish when it comes to such a small purchase, and therefore as well, Moshe Sturmbach says, it would depend upon what you're purchasing, the big purchase or the small purchase. If it's a one-time big purchase, try to buy Jewish if it's not a significant price difference. But if it's a small purchase and it's the type of purchase that you do daily, and you don't distinguish between that type of purchase regularly, the same thing is true when it comes to this type of case as well. The third potential heter is that which both point out, is that the drush of the Tos Kohanim might not be an absolute halacha. The way the Torah Slanim and some of the way Rashi quotes it, sounds like it's an Eitz HaTova. It's a nice idea. It's a good idea. But it's not an absolute halacha. Certainly, it's not passed by the Gedolei Rishonim, not the Rambam, not the Rashi, not the Rif. Not brought in Shulchan Aruch and none of the Gedolei Aposkim, and not in the classic codes of Jewish law, it's brought the halacha. It's a nice idea. It's an Eitz HaTova. If you can do it, do it. If you can't do it, if it's complicated, if there's a if you have to travel far to get to the particular Jewish store, if it's crowded, if it's cramped, if it's difficult to park, if the customer service might not be as good, so one can make an argument that in order to fulfill a good advice or good idea, one doesn't necessarily have to go out of one's way to do such a thing. That's all vis-a-vis the halacha of Okana Miyar Amisach. Am I required to buy Jewish as opposed to non-Jewish? However, there's another reason potentially why one would absolutely be required. And again, it's a pasuk in this week's Parsha, Parsha Sahar, a little bit later, in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Pasuk says, V'chiyamuch achicha, when your brother and your fellow is downtrodden, umata yado, he's struggling financially. V'hechezaktabo, you should strengthen him. Rashi, commenting on this pasuk, V'hechezaktabo, says, that just like when a person falls, it's difficult to raise them back up, you should catch them before they fall. So too, says Rashi, when it comes to helping somebody financially, don't let them get into such a rut where you're going to be required to be mefarnes them with tzedakah. Rather, help them succeed, and purchase from them, buy from them, help them succeed in their business. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch understands this pasuk and the commentary of the classic Rishonim on the Pasuk in Yaradeus, Min Resh Mem Tes Vav, the Shulchan Aruch posits that there are 8 levels of tzedakah. And the highest level of tzedakah is giving somebody a business and giving them a job. Hamachzik biyad Yisrael hamach. If you're able to support a Jew who's struggling, who's having a hard time, offer a loan, do business with them, go into partnership with them, or give them a particular business. And that, says the Shulchan Aruch, is based on this Pasuk, Balzeh Nemar, V'hechezaktabo. So from here, there's a whole different approach, that if there is a business that's struggling, and it's not a situation where the difference between the Jewish store and the non-Jewish store, or the Jewish product and the non-Jewish product, or the Jewish service provider and the non-Jewish service provider, that's not the issue here. Here the issue is, you know that there's a Jew who has a parnasa. You know that the job and the particular store is struggling. Go buy there, not because it's a mitzvah to buy Jewish as opposed to non-Jewish, because the pasuk we saw earlier, but here it's a mitzvah tzedakah. You're able to support somebody, to help them. That's the greatest mitzvah tzedakah that one can fulfill. And indeed, again, the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Avos Chesed in Perek Chaf Aleph notes that he sees that many people are not buying Jewish. And he writes, it's a tochachas megula la'osan ha'anashim. It's rebuke that he's giving to people, that when they look to hire somebody or when they look to buy something, they're not meticulous to buy Jewish. And he says that there are people who are aniyim. There are store owners, there are shop owners, there are Jewish businesses and Jewish service providers who need the parnasa. And the pasuk says in Parshas Pahar, "Bechiyamach achicha umata yaduimach lechezaktabo dechayachachimach." Help him. Help this person. It's not an issue of buying Jewish because the halacha tells you that you should buy Jewish over buying from a non-Jew. But here you're supporting somebody, you're giving somebody the opportunity to be able to be farnish himself and not to put oneself into a position of tzedakah. That is the greatest thing that one can do. This pasuk in the position of the Chafetz Chaim as well is also quoted by the Chuvas Van Hagos as well as quoted by the Minchas Yitzchak. When it comes to a situation where there's a big chain store in town, a supermarket, and of course it's going to be cheaper because they're distributing to many more people and they're able to sell it at a cheaper price. And the Minchas Yitzchak writes to a Rabbi Israel, who it was in America, seems to be in New York, and he says that many Jews are supporting the local chain store and they're not buying from the smaller Jewish-owned mom and pop shop, and indeed that Jewish store is struggling. And Minchas Yitzchak discusses at length the issue of Okana Miyad HaMisach, as one required to buy Jew over buying non-Jew. Talks a lot about the difference in price, the difference in cost, how much are you supporting, how much you have to go out of one's way. And again, he covers a lot of the literature and the discussion that we've mentioned thus far. But at the end of the day, indeed, the Minchas Yitzchak concludes by saying, if this is an issue of helping a Jew survive and succeed and to be mefarnes his family and to support a family, and Jews are not going to support this shop and instead they're going to buy from the giant store the chain store and the Jew is going to go out of business, indeed there's a mitzvah, as the Chavetz Chaim says, to support the Jewish business in order to be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzedakah, the highest mila of tzedakah, the both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch posit, to give a Jew business. So in conclusion, when you're talking about looking for a barber in town, Jewish versus not Jewish, when you're talking about purchasing something from a supermarket, Jewish or not Jewish, when you're talking about hiring a contractor to do work on your home, Jewish or not Jewish, of course, if it's a small difference in price, if it's not a significant difference in price, if it's not a difference in price that is going to cause you direct financial harm, matov manoim, what a wonderful thing to do, whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, whether it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, whether it's only an eitzah tova, that's certainly a machlokas, and of course it's not paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and one who doesn't buy Jewish didn't necessarily do anything wrong. But of course, if one can, and you're able to, that's the best thing to do. If you have a way to give a Jew the parnasa, when it's not a significant difference in price, matov manoim. Certainly, however, when it comes to supporting a Jew, when it comes to making sure that the Jew is able to stay in business, not talking about a situation where the Jew is succeeding and he's thriving, and get into the question of Jewish versus not Jewish businesses supporting, but here when it comes to supporting a Jewish business, making sure that the Jew has parnasa, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the highest form of tzedakah that one can perform. Have a good evening.